This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson.
Both Microsoft's Xbox and Sony's PlayStation have been showing off updated video game consoles this month. And there's Nintendo's Wii U system. But there's a new gaming console in town, the Ouya. It's had a lot of attention, partly because its crowdfunded Kickstarter campaign online had 60,000 backers, but also because Ouya only costs $100 and features a lot of independent video game options for players. Ben Kuchera is senior editor of the gaming website The Penny Arcade Report. He says Ouya won't put anyone out of business, but it will find an audience.
There's two ways to look at this. I don't think it's going to hurt Sony, Microsoft, or Nintendo. What I do think is possible is that it carves out a very profitable niche for itself, for people who like the idea of a $100 console that can play all sorts of interesting and smaller independent games. Amazon is sold out. Target Online, I believe, is sold out. So do I think it's going to take down the upcoming Xbox One or the PlayStation 4? No. Do I think it could be a very profitable product for Ouya itself? Definitely.
Tell me about some of the games. These are not your Halos or other sort of big name games, right?
Yeah, these are smaller games. Most of them are being created by smaller teams. And it's kind of an interesting thing. We know what the new Call of Duty is going to look like. We kind of know what Halo is going to be like. There are some very interesting and kind of surprising games on the Ouya so far. There's games like Towerfall, which is a four-player game where you jump around and attack each other with bows and arrows. There's all sorts of arcade-style shooters. There are trivia games like You Don't Know Jack. It's very much like this odd buffet of odds and ends across all these different genres. And it's really fun to kind of dig in and find something you might not know about already, but is really interesting to at least try, if not pay for.
You know, for a long time, we've all thought about a very small number of players in the video game console market. There's Xbox, there's Sony PlayStation, there's Nintendo. Is Ouya the dawn of a new sort of era in which people have a lot more choices?
The interesting thing is that other companies could put together, you know, a $100 inexpensive Android-based console, much like the Ouya. So if this takes off, we're going to see what could be a very competitive marketplace for this hardware.
Ben Kuchera is senior editor of the Penny Arcade Report. Ben, thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.